customer support. My name is Lena. How may I assist you?
Hi, I have a suspicious charge on my account.
Okay, bear with me while I pull my systems up. Okay, can you please verify your first and last name and your address for me?
Ani Amirian, my address is 1065 and a half East Aspasia, Burbank, California, 91502.
Okay, I just want to let you know that all cases of fraud are forwarded over for a pending investigation. As long as you're sure that no one else in your household has placed the original order for shipping and handling, then we can proceed with the fraud claim. Can you please verify your email address for me?
Ani_Amirian@yahoo.com.
Okay, can you please verify the last four digits of the card that was charged?
Hold on. Last four digits. Where is it? Where is it? 0585.
Okay, so I do see that you entered in for a chance to win a KitchenAid. You were only charged $7.95, and that is for the shipping and handling for it. And your account also was stopped. All the information that we have is correct, so it wouldn't be a fraud claim.
So, what is the charge for?
The KitchenAid.
It's for shipping.
Shipping.
It's for shipping or the KitchenAid?
It's for shipping for the KitchenAid.
But I didn't receive anything.
You paid $2 for the entry fee for the ticket for a chance to win, and $5 for the shipping.
What? That doesn't make sense.
That's the price breakdown, and all it costs $7.95. We wouldn't be able to reissue a refund on shipping and handling.
Okay, so I remember it was $2 something for the KitchenAid. It was a raffle, but I didn't receive anything.
Yes, ma'am, it was a raffle. They still haven't done the drawing for that yet. You will receive an email once they do the drawing. But we wouldn't be able to issue a refund on the shipping and handling.
So why are they charging me for the shipping? I mean, I didn't receive anything.
It's all in one price, ma'am.
Aren't they supposed to charge $2 for me?
It's $2 for the entry fee and $5 for the shipping and handling. It's all in one.
But they only said like it was $2. That's it.
Like, yes, ma'am.
It doesn't
It's actually $7.95. I do apologize for the misunderstanding. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
Hold on one second. Asik. Are you? I'm sorry. Can you hold on, please?
Okay.
Asma $1 banana ali KitchenAid na ali $1 something el pani amar ali shipping e amar terku CR head $1.95 for the KitchenAid.
Ha bu yesafe tim no
tu hi ya pa
tim ka asam karo ko thakti amar na
shipping
asa boister kon chiko
asa so I don't know that this doesn't make sense. Like if I didn't get the item, so why am I supposed to get charged for the shipping?
Because the raffle wasn't done yet. The charge is all in one. It's one whole charge solid. It's not It's not just going to charge you $2 separate from the $5 charge. It's all in one. And we're unable to refund shipping and handling unless you called same day to cancel.
It is a raffle, I understand. But when is the raffle, when is it going to happen? Do you know?
You should receive an email when that company does a raffle. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
I'm sorry. I just need to know, like, what is happening here. Like, when we did this, it was a long time ago. I mean, it says over here 6:15. Hold on. Mom, yes,
ma'am.
Connor.
The charge is $7.95. It's the shipping and handling included with the raffle. So I wouldn't be able to refund it. Is there anything else I can assist you with today? Hello?
Customer, are you there?
Disconnecting the call, didn't no response.
Oh, my God.